Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook has newly arrived home from the office, and he removes his straw hat as he seats himself beside his wife on the top step but one.
Hulling peas, eh, Dr. Sleech?
Uh-huh. It's hotter than a furnace in that kitchen. Thought I'd come out here where there was a breeze.
I don't feel any breeze.
There was one a while ago.
Been a scorcher every day.
Yeah.
Hope it cools off so we can sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ruthie called.
What's Ruthie say?
Something I meant to remember and tell you.
I bet she said I'm a million times handsomer than that old Ted Stembottom and she wishes she'd married me instead.
No.
I bet she said she loves solid peanuts and would like
to... What was that trash? Wasn't anything important. Just some little trivial gossip, but I meant to remember it.
Uncle Fletcher,
huh? Uh-huh. And Russell and Bluetooth. I think they're squatting in the yard beside the front cellar window. Oh, Ish, what was that Ruthie said that made me laugh and I pigeonholed away in my head to tell you?
Oh, you'll think of it.
Aggravates a person to have something on the tip of their tongue and they can't put their finger on it.
Lads must be telling funny stories.
Yeah?
I thought Uncle Fletcher was going home today.
He was home. Went home twice. He only lives 3 blocks away, you know.
Oh, will he be with us for supper this evening?
Yeah, and he's staying all night.
Uh-huh.
Said this afternoon he believed he'd stretch his rest out a little longer.
Is he going home tomorrow?
Oh, he was home today, twice.
There's something about this setup that'd make a guy's head hurt if he let himself think about it much.
How you mean?
Well, here's Uncle Fletcher living 3 blocks away and paying his landlady good money for room and board, and he elects to come and stay with us.
Well, not stay with us.
Well, he arrived Friday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I call that quite a stretch of time.
Are you hinting that maybe...
Oh, no, no, not at all. Uncle Fletcher's welcome as a horse. I just wondered what his plans were.
Well, he calls this his vacation. It's a rest. A change.
Sure. No, I don't care how long he stays.
As far as that goes.
Yes?
I'm not at all sure he's even going home tomorrow.
He might stay on indefinitely?
Well, Ish, I wouldn't say indefinitely.
Guy's paying good money for room and board 3 blocks up the street.
This thought occurred to me, Vic.
What thought occurred to you?
There might be more to this than we think.
Yeah?
Uncle Fletcher's been saying he looks for tremendous new developments in connection with his landlady getting married.
Well?
Maybe she plans on getting married real soon. Maybe she's already married. Uncle Fletcher thinks he's awful deep and cute about stuff. Maybe Miss Keller has given him his notice. Maybe he plans on staying here a while.
Cut the long-eared mutt. Subject of our discussion draws near.
Oh, but I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't some such trash going on.
Well, greetings, friends. Can anybody lend me $40 till the first of the week?
Hi, Doc.
Afternoon, Vic, honey. Home from work, are they?
Afraid so. Afraid so. How are you feeling?
That's right.
Sure is, boy.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm going to stand up. I've been sitting down for the last hour.
Where's your dear old pal, Bluetooth?
He went on home.
How's that, Sadie, honey?
I asked Russell what become of Bluetooth.
Bluetooth went on home.
I noticed you three fellas squatting in the yard there.
No, Bluetooth went on home.
Uh-huh.
Say, kiddo, Ike Niesuffer asked me this afternoon if any of you Thimble Club women would be interested in...
I was
in...
telling the boys a little story about... Oh, excuse me, Vic.
Not at all. Sade, Ike Niesuffer wants to know if any of you...
I tell the boys this little story about Ray Baltgraw. They like to laugh their heads off. Ain't that right, Russell?
Yeah, awful funny story.
I got the suspicion you and Bluetooth never believed that story.
Well, I'll be frank with you, Uncle Fletcher, we didn't.
What kind of a way to talk is that?
What'd you start to say about Ike Niesuffer, Vic?
Oh, he wants to know if any of you Thimble Club ladies would be interested in getting together
like
some money...
Likely you people remember Ray Baltgraw. Oh, excuse me, Vic. Go ahead.
Be interested in getting together some money and buying a subscription.
Ray Baltgraw was a Norman, Oklahoma fella. You might just possibly have met him in Independence, Missouri, Vic.
I was never in Independence, Missouri.
Ray had a sister living there.
Oh, boy, hot dog.
Likely you recollect Ray Baltgraw from Norman, Oklahoma, Sadie.
He never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
That was Homer Heck. Heck.
It was Homer Heck
that never even owned the socks.
All right, it was Homer Heck. What's all this about Ike Niesuffer and the Thimble Club ladies?
I'll try to tell you later.
Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma. He never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Uncle Fletcher, tell about Ray Baldraw.
I will.
Oh.
Ray Baldraw, Beck, honey, learned to ride on the tricycle when he was 24 years old.
An infant phenomenon.
What?
Go ahead.
Listen to this, you people. It's very funny.
I would prefer not to be interrupted, Russell Hagee.
You won't hear another squeak.
Ray Baldraw, Sade, and Vicky Honey learned to ride on the tricycle when he was 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 30 years old, he tackled the two-wheeler.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
When he was 48 years old, he tackled the one-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we call the one-wheeled bicycle, Russell?
The unicycle.
We call the one-wheeled bicycle the unicycle.
I call it George.
Lay off, Gov. The story starts getting funny now.
When he was 63 years old, Ray Baldraw attempted to learn to ride on a bicycle that never had any wheels.
Bicycle that never had any wheels.
No wheels whatsoever.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Explain it, Uncle Fletcher.
Well, sir, naturally it was impossible. No half-wit can ride on a bicycle that's got no wheels. But Ray Baldraw was a stubborn numbskull. He refused to give up. He had this leather saddle, see, and a pair of handlebars and a set of pedals. He'd sit in the yard there at his sister's house in Independence, Missouri, and he'd be in this leather saddle hanging onto those handlebars and pedaling away on that set of pedals. Of course, he never got anywhere. Bluetooth and Russell here, they won't believe that. You believe it now, don't you, Russell?
Oh, sure.
You say Art Niesepfer wants to sell a thimble club?
Ray Baldraw was a good friend of Art McFrop that mistook a saucer of dynamite for breakfast food and lost his sense of hearing.
Well, interesting trash sure does go on.
Oh, that's right.
Vic, you mean Ike is peddling subscriptions to...
That was published in the newspaper, published in several newspapers. Roy dejectedly sent me a clipping from a lame brain Wisconsin newspaper. Art McFlop, this newspaper stated, mistook a saucer of dynamite for breakfast food and lost his sense of hearing.
Did the dynamite explode?
What?
Did the dynamite explode?
No.
Hmm.
Very likely, Vic, honey, Sadie mentioned it to you. I've decided to prolong my stay.
Yes, she did.
I feel I can use some additional rest.
Uh-huh. Well, you know you're welcome.
The rest that's not a complete rest ain't worth a dime.
Yeah.
I've threw aside all my worries since I come here last Friday, and I'm gradually getting comfortable and relaxed.
That's great.
I'm not bothering my head about a thing.
Uh-huh.
You are aware, of course, that there's considerable talk around about my landlady, Miss Keller, getting married.
Yes, I've heard some of it.
I look for startling developments in connection with that matter to occur within the next 2 weeks to 20 days.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not worrying about it.
Uh-huh.
I am not worrying either about the peanut machine down in the interurban station, in which I have a joint interest along with B.B. Ball. Pelter Unbleed across the alley is anxious to have a pow-pow about his progress in removing the odor from hyena grease. But I'm stalling him off until such a time as I consider myself fully rested up. And so, as I told Sadie here this afternoon, I have decided to prolong my visit.
Oh, dandy.
After supper, I'll go home and repack my valise.
After supper, you'll go home and do what?
Repack my valise. I only come prepared for a couple of days. I need clean shirts and socks.
Oh.
It won't be any great big journey. I only live 3 blocks away.
Oh.
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I won't be gone long enough to interfere with any arrangements you may have made for my entertainment.
Oh, fine.
Well, Sadie, honey, you were wrong about it being Ray Baldraw that never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Why, thanks.
Homer Heck was a man that never owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Vic, I have decided to prolong my visit.
Oh, fine.
Sadie, let's pop some popcorn.
Popcorn?
Let's pop some popcorn.
Well, we're going to eat supper in an hour.
It's terrible hot weather for popping popcorn.
It's almost supper time, Uncle Fletcher.
Vic, go get the popcorn popper.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Go get the popcorn popper. We're going to pop some popcorn.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.